Proverbs 5:15-17 says, "Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine, and not strangers with thee." Now, commentators, I've noticed, really mess this text up. They don't understand it, so they start changing our King James Bible text, and they just destroy it. And they misinterpret the text by ignoring the type of noun used. The man being spoken to here in the text, obviously, is the husband. That's pretty well agreed on. The cistern and well is the wife. And fountains, plural, are the offspring. And we'll see later in verse 18 that the singular fountain would be the family as a whole. And the rivers of waters would be the prosperity that the family enjoys and their ability to minister to others, and so forth. So let the Holy Spirit guide you by simply comparing Scripture with Scripture and with prayer, and ignore anyone who thinks changing the Bible helps you understand it. It's sinful and ridiculous, and never fall into the temptation to tamper with God's word yourself. So verse 15 again says, "Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well." And it's clear cut, be faithful to one wife for life. And of course, the flip is true too. The wife should be faithful to one husband for life. And we'll say more about this in our next devotional, but this isn't just about sexual things. It includes sex, but it's just a fact that your wife is to be your best friend. Your wife is to be your spiritual partner. You pray together, read the Bible together, you minister together. Your wife is who you turn to for comfort, for companionship. You don't turn to other women or other friends for such things. Especially, you don't turn to other women, men. Your wife is who you spend your time with. And of course, we all need a break, and we get that, first of all, when we sleep. But most of us get it when we work, or, we're just separated enough as life happens. But spending time with the opposite sex outside of your marriage relationship, especially, is just foolish. And I don't care if other people do it and seem to get by with it. It's disastrous in all too many cases, and I believe it's unwise in all cases. I've seen it happen so many times where people are like, "Oh, this is fine. We're just friends," etc., and it blows up, and it's a terrible mess. And yes, your wife is the only person, obviously, that you have sexual relations with. And that's before marriage. You shouldn't have sex before you're married. You shouldn't have sex with anyone else while you're married until death, or in such cases as adultery and divorce, and that takes place. And we don't have time to get into all of that. But that's how clear-cut Scripture spells it out for us. And verse 16 then says, "Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets." In other words, your offspring are fountains. Your family prosperity are the rivers of water, so that through your family you can be a blessing to others. But then it says in verse 17, "Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee." As uncomfortable a topic it might be, the English commentator John Trapp wrote about it in 1654, more than 350 years ago. Quote, "God also will bless thee with an honest wife that shall be true to thy bed and not obtrude upon thee children to keep that are not thine." It's an ugly thing to consider, but it's true. It's sad that we have to address such things, but it serves as a reminder to us all that we shouldn't take for granted when we have an honest and trustworthy friend or loved one, especially our spouse. And if you have a peaceful home, thank God for it. Protect it. It's an incredible blessing.